在这里为主耶稣基督做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony for our Lord Jesus.
在这里跟大家来分享主耶稣基督在小弟身上的恩典。
And here I'd like to share with everyone the grace of God upon me.
也利用这个机会，我们大家能够更彼此认识。
And also to utilize this opportunity so we may get to know each other even more.
因为小弟刚刚来我们喜乐教会大概两个多月。
And it's only been 2 months since I've been here at Cerritos Church.
还有很多家庭，很多弟兄姐妹还不是很熟悉。
There are so many families and brothers and sisters I'm not very familiar with.
有些都还是第一次见到面的。
And some are the first time I've met you.
觉得心里很亏欠，因为这么久了还没办法认识每一个人。
I feel that I've fallen short. It's been a long time. I still have not come to know all of you.
所以当护证人执会在提到说要请小弟做见证的时候，小弟不敢推辞。
So when the council asked me to bear testimony, I dared not to refuse.
因为做见证也是一个很好的机会，让大家一次就讲完了，就不用一个一个去讲。
Because bearing testimony is a good way to introduce myself, and I will tell everybody all at once.
所以就利用这个机会，本来应该是这个机会应该留给弟兄姐妹来分享神的恩典的，那这一次就只好因着主耶稣的爱呢，在这里跟大家分享小弟怎么来进入我们的教会，那怎么样从台湾到美国来，那怎么样在这里学习工作，然后最后为什么今天会站在这里来服侍神。
So in my testimony today, I'd like to share with you how I entered into the grace of God and how I came from Taiwan to the U.S., how I worked here and how I came to become a preacher.
在讲道的时候，通常都不太愿意讲到自己的事情。
Usually during sermons, I do not like to share about my personal things.
所以要讲到自己的事呢，其实比讲道还紧张的。
And in fact, it's actually more nerve-wracking to talk about myself than to talk about the words of God.
那先介绍一下自己的成长背景。
So first, I'd like to introduce my background, how I was raised.
我成长在台湾的嘉义的乡下。
And I grew up in the countryside of Jia Yi, Taiwan.
我的家庭其实跟我们洪大哥是同样一个地方的。
And actually, my family came from the same place, our brother Hong.
那我的家庭会，就是我之所以会有信仰来认识这个神，是因为我的妈妈的缘故。
The reason why I have this faith or this belief or why we came to believe is for this, because of my mother.
那我的妈妈是因为她的妈妈的缘故。
And my mother came to believe because of her mother.
那也是我的外婆，她因为生病，她其实也是一个很虔诚在拜神的人。
Yeah, originally, my grandmother was also a very devout Christian.
那所以呢，你知道乡下的地方每一个村都有他们自己的神。
We know in the villages or in the countryside, every village have their own gods or their own belief.
那这些虔诚人呢，都很仔细的、很尽心的在服侍、敬拜那个神。
So when we say a person is very devout, we say they really devote into their belief and worship.
那我的外婆在这个拜神，就是他们当时认为是在拜神的时候，她发现说都拜不到平安了。
In a time when my grandmother regarded her worship as worshiping God, she could not find any peace.
在她的信仰当中，她一直在质疑啊，我所拜这个神到底是真的还是假的？
Throughout the entirety of her faith, she continued to doubt and ask herself whether or not the God whom she worshipped was true.
他们其实拜神是怀着一个恐惧的心情在拜他的。
And in fact, when they worship God out of fear.
一点都没有喜乐的。
There was no joy at all.
这就是现在一般人不认识真实的人，他们拜神的现实。
And this is a reality of those who pursue after God or worship God.
对照我们今天信耶稣，有喜乐有平安是完全不同的两回事。
Comparing is a two separate matter comparing to those of us who believe and worship our Lord Jesus.
那个家庭在拜偶，不是拜真神的家庭，跟拜真神的家庭也完全不一样。
So for families who worship the true God and families who do not worship the true God, their families are completely different.
但是也就是在这样一个情形下，因为在找真神，也在怀疑说所拜的神到底是真的假的，同时神的爱就临到了。
So it was under the circumstance that she was doubting and searching for a true God, and that she found God.
在有一次偶然的机会，1963年的时候，有一次的机会，我的外婆听到在大概20公里以外的一个城镇里面，有人在介绍信耶稣。
So under a circumstance in the year 1963, that one day my grandmother heard of someone preaching about Lord Jesus, about
信耶稣。
20 miles away.
对，大概。
About not too far away.
大概20公里了哈 ，kilometer.
About 20 kilometers away.
那他们那时候是骑脚踏车去听这个布道会的。
So that time they were all riding on their bikes to go to the evangelical services.
一听到信耶稣可以不用花钱。
So whenever I hear that believing Jesus costs no money.
这位神就是天上的真神。
And this God is a true God in heaven.
你有什么困难就跟他祷告，他就会听你祷告。
And there's no difficulty as long as you pray, he'll listen to you.
然后你也不用准备什么生理啊，什么礼物给他。
And you don't need to prepare any gift or money to him.
你只要有需要，愿意跪下来祷告就好。
As long as you have the need and you're willing and kneel down to pray.
这个神会听你祷告，而且他会把那个天上的福气赐给你。
This God will listen to you and also grant you heavenly blessings.
当我的外婆第一次听到这个道理的时候，她就说：“我要信了。”
So when the first time when my grandmother heard of this sermon, she said, "I want to believe."
这个这么好的神，哇，怎么可以不信去拜那个偶像？这么麻烦。
And this is such a wonderful God. How can I not believe in Him and go worship idols?
她就说她要信耶稣。
So she said she wanted to believe in Jesus.
她回来把她的这个消息，把这样一个心意告诉她的当时我的外公。
So she brought back this news and her feelings and told them to my grandfather.
告诉他的当时的小孩子你们。
And also to told her children and her grandchildren.
他们共同的答案都是只要小孩子是这样说了，妈妈的病能够得医治、得平安就好，什么神都没有关系。
So the children agreed accordingly that as long as our mother can have peace and her illness could be cured, then it's okay for her to believe in Jesus.
所以当时候全家人都觉得说信耶稣很好。
So at that time, the entire family felt it was good to believe in Jesus.
那神的恩典就这样子临到这个家庭。
And this is how the grace of God came upon this family.
那我的外婆，她是接触其他的教会有关耶稣的布道会的道理，然后认识耶稣的。要拜耶稣这件事情。
Yeah, so my grandmother came to know about seeking after Jesus through evangelical service held by other churches.
那因为我的外婆当时是在开碾米厂。
And because at that time my grandmother was in the
没有
in the grain mill industry.
所以有很多的顾客呢都会到她家里面来买米。
And so many of the customers would come to her house to purchase rice.
那其中有一个顾客是隔壁村的。
Yeah, one of the customers came from a different village.
那都是早就认识的人了。
And they were long-time friends.
知道说他们这家人是信耶稣的。
And they knew that this family or that family they believe in Jesus.
因为每一个星期六安息日的时候，有一群人都用走路的，当时都是用走路的，走到当时的医疗教会聚会。
And so because they know that every Saturday a group of people remember they will walk together to a 医疗 church to hold service.
那时候我的外婆他们在田里工作，发现说：“哎呦，这群人在赢啊，怎么这么有空，这么好啊？每个礼拜都这样子走，可以成群结队这样一群人这样走，要去聚会了。”
So back then when my grandmother used to work in a farm, she would recognize and thought to herself, "How come these group of people have so much time to walk together?"
他们都不用工作，就有东西可以吃了。
How come they don't have to work? They have food to eat.
以前的乡下人农户哪有那个休息的哪一天呢？没有。
Back then, for the farmers, there's not a day that they could actually rest.
当时我的外婆就很羡慕说：“哎，这群人有一天可以休息。”
So my grandmother really envied that group of people who had that one day of rest.
只知道他们是信耶稣，但是他不知道是怎么一回事。
She only knew that they believe in Jesus.
那其实他们那时候认为说这些人是信教入教的而已啊。
And she probably thought that they only go to church.
当时他们观念就是这些人背叛祖先。
And their thought was that they had betrayed their ancestors.
所以他们其实也是对这些人也是。心里面都有一个想法的啦。
So in fact, people do not have too much of a good thing to say about the Christians.
结果像现在他自己知道说信耶稣这件事情以后，他就跟这个顾客就有个对话。
Yeah, so now that she knows about Jesus, she had this conversation with that customer.
那这个顾客就是我们真耶稣教的信徒。
And this customer was actually a member from TJC.
当他知道说你要信耶稣，他就说：“那你要信耶稣，你要跟我去。”
So the member found out that she wanted to believe in Jesus, so told her that you have to come.
你不要跑到那么远去。
And don't go so far away.
你先要信耶稣，要信那个礼拜六的。
And so if you want to believe in Jesus, you have to believe in one to observe the Sabbath.
这个叫做安息日。
Yeah, that is called the Sabbath.
那你要信耶稣，要来这个有圣灵的。
And if you want to believe in Jesus, you have to come to church with the Holy Spirit.
他说没有圣灵哦，不能进天国。
Because without the Holy Spirit, you can't enter into heaven.
啊，你信耶稣要信那个真的。
If you want to believe in Jesus, you have to believe in the true one.
所以你要到真耶稣教会来。
So you have to come to true Jesus Church.
那时候我的外婆也不知道什么真假。
And so back then, my grandmother didn't know what was true or false.
她就说：“哦，那这样那么好，而且也不用跑那么大远，我跟你们去就好了。”
So my grandmother simply said, "If it sounds so good, I don't have to go so far. Then I will go with you."
她就真的变成哦，她本来很羡慕说他们这样可以 每个礼拜六的时候可以这样走，走去教会上，他变成说加入他们当中，变成一起走去教会的人了。
Yeah, so it started out with first longing or envy after those people, and now she become one of the people who walk to church.
第一次当她走去教会的时候，那时候我们的教会破破烂烂的了。
So the first time she went to the church back then, our church was not very well built.
从原来的教会，他知道当时的会堂是怎么一回事。
Yeah, Brother Hong came from that church, so he knew the original state.
那个教会是很破很破旧，很多很多苍蝇，我们去过人都知道了。
Yeah, for those of us who've been there, we know their church had many flies flying around.
教会其实是很多都是一些很贫穷的农民而已啊。
Yeah, many of the farmers or the poor members go there.
可是那里就是有神。
But that was a place where God dwelt.
当他第一次到教会去的时候，
so the first time when she went to church,
他发现说，诶，听了道理，他那个心上的石头啊，就掉下去了。
After listening to a sermon, she realized that burden was shed off from her shoulder.
他感受到这个地方虽然很简陋，可是神真的在这里，这个道理真的是活的。
She had experienced that even though this place was poor, but she felt the existence of God.
从那个时候开始，
So that from that moment onward,
他就说我要信耶稣，就在真耶稣教会里面查到道理了。
And she said she wanted to believe in Jesus. She started truth seeking at TJC.
当然还有其他的因素，我们今天长话短说。
There were other factors, but I will make my story short.
然后我的外婆，她决定要信耶稣，就要受洗。
My grandmother then decided that she would believe in Jesus and be baptized.
那时候，她的七个小孩里面有六个还留在家里。
So during that time, out of her seven children, six children still stayed at home.
我妈妈是排行老二。
My mother was the second child.
是长女。
She was the eldest daughter.
她那时候她已经嫁出去了。
At that time, she was already married.
生了一个小孩。
She had a son, or she had a child.
那是我的哥哥。
And that was my brother.
那时候，我外婆全家要信主的时候，我妈妈也知道这个消息了。
During the time that the entire family of my grandmother was to be baptized, my mother also learned of this news.
她那时候也一起去听道理，因为从那时候开始，教会就安排到我外婆的家去家庭聚会。
So from that time onward, church have arranged family service to be held at my grandmother's house, so my mother also joined their services.
那我妈妈就有机会去听到、接触到这个信主耶稣这件事情。
So my mother had the chance to come in contact.With the Bible.
他那时候一听到，就说：“哇，这个道理这么好，我也要。”
When she heard of it, she also said, "This is wonderful. I want to receive it."
可是已经身不由己，因为嫁给别人了。
But she had, she was, she could not make the choices herself. She was already married off.
所以当我的外婆他们全家信主的时候，受洗的时候，我妈妈没有办法受洗。
So in the time when my grandmother's family got baptized, my mother was unable to get baptized.
那时候我的妈妈怀着我姐姐七个月大的时候。
And at that time when my mom was pregnant, seven months pregnant with my older sister.
那就这样子，她就一直当慕道者，从那时候开始都当慕道者。
So she started as a truth seeker for a long time.
每一周固定都有家人聚会在我的外婆家。
Every week there would be a set service held by my grandmother's house.
她都固定家人就会参加聚会。
My mother would always join.
就是听这个道理。
And she would listen to the teachings.
就被这个神的道理感动。
She was moved by the teachings.
哇，这个这么好。
How can this be so wonderful?
应该要把它介绍给先生，给这个婆家里面的所有的人。
And I must introduce it to my husband and all the in-laws.
哪里知道碰了一鼻子灰。
Yeah, but she met a dead end.
其实真的没有那么容易。
We know that it wasn't that easy.
如果不是神开人的心哦，人真的不知道那是宝贝。
If it is not God who opens our hearts of men, we will not know that it's so precious.
抱了一个很热诚的心要去传福音给自己的先生跟婆婆。
And when she has such a zealous and fervent heart to preach to her husband and the in-laws,
被臭骂一顿。
She was ridiculed.
从此就被阻挡了。
And she was being opposed starting from then on.
以前他们都还不知道说，哎，这个媳妇怎么常常跑回娘家去做什么
？And before the in-laws never knew why, their daughter-in-law always goes home.And they don't know what she's doing.
因为外婆家就在我们家附近的，也没很远。
Because the in-laws are not far off from the grandma's
house. 走路大概可能五分钟吧，最多十分钟就到了。
And can say walking distance was only about 5 to 10 minutes.
所以我以前小时候对这个回外婆家都非常的没办法想象，为什么坐火车过山洞，山洞长又长。
So I can never imagine how come people take so long to go back to their mother's house.
我们以前小学读书的时候。想到回外婆家都是一个很快乐的事情嘛哈。
And before, when we were little, whenever thinking about going to your mother's house, it would be a very happy.
就是一个长的旅程，然后这过程就是很多故事就会开始写描述说这个回外婆家的过程是多好。
And it's a very long journey. So along the journey, you'll start writing many stories and wonderful memories along the journey.
对我来说就走两步路就到了，太短了。
But for me, it was only 5 minutes away. It was too short.
但是就是因为我妈妈去了跟传福音，就知道说，哦，这个媳妇常常回来我家，原来就是要去信耶稣啊。
After the in-laws found out that my mother had gone home to believe in Jesus,
从此就开始阻挡。
Then they started to hinder her from them.
那所以阻挡，所以当我一出生的时候
，So the time when I was born,
我就是看到这个信仰的冲突。
And that there I witnessed this conflict of faith.
自从我懂事，开始懂事，其实我还没有出生的时候就已经是这样子的。
Yeah, this is the way the family was even before I was born.
每次去聚会回来的时候都会。家里面都会 发生革命。
Every time after my mother came back from service, there would be a revolution
at home. 一定是大小声的哈。
And there would be fights going.
反正家里面一定就是不平安呐，不和谐了。
There was no peace at home.
但是两方都很坚持。
But both parties they were very persistent.
一方说你这样是背弃祖先。
One party says that you are forsaking, betraying your ancestors.
一方说这是真理，这是真神。
And one party said this is the truth, this is the true God.
永远都是冲突。
And they're always in conflict.
自从我开始懂事，从小学，其实现在不用到小学，现在只要两三岁就懂事就知道了。
Yeah, never since I was in elementary school, I realized what was going on.
所以我一出生其实就已经在这个信仰两个冲突当中成长了。
So the moment I was born into this family, in a conflict of faith.
每一周最困难的日子就是安息日。
And out of the whole week, the most difficult day is the Sabbath day.
安息日就是家里起革命的日子。
And that is the day when our family will come into a revolution.
那可是我也看到说，为什么这个信仰会这样子。
At the same time, I have seen, why our faith was like this.
那我们家三个小孩。那时候就跟着妈妈跑去聚会了，跟着去了。
All of the three kids at home, we would join our mother to go to service.
通常孩子都跟着妈妈嘛，妈妈去哪里就跟去哪里了。
You know the kids always follow the mother, so wherever the mother goes, the kids go.
所以妈妈就把我们带着去参加聚会。
So our mother would bring us along to join the service.
那回来的时候，你就知道会发生什么事情了。
You know, every day, every time we come home, we know what would happen to us.
那一次两次可能还好啊。
Maybe it's still okay once or twice.
那在几次以后，哎，可能就是会有，哎，我怎么奇怪这样子
？But after a few times, we start to wonder to ourselves why does this happen.
那小小的心灵其实已经在有一个疑问了哈。
And we start doubting even as a little child.
为什么去聚会去外婆家聚会也没有做什么坏事啊？
Yeah.
就是去聚会，有人在讲道，因为其实小孩子也听不懂什么，但是就是读圣经。祷告这样子。
And we know as little kids, we don't know what's going on, but we go to church simply reading the Bible or praying.
就是在拜神嘛。
We're simply worshiping God.
但是对不信的来说，他是觉得你这样做就是不好。
But for the unbelievers, they think what you're doing is wrong.
所以当时候我小小的心灵就觉得说，其实拜神真的没有做什么坏事，为什么会引来这么争吵，而且还会被打，还被骂？
So as a little child with a little spirit, I often wonder to myself that I'm doing nothing wrong going to church or worshiping God. Why is it that every time I come home, I'll get rebuked, I'll get hit?
但是这个时候，这个妈妈的教导很重要，很关键的。
But that was a crucial point with the mother's teachings.
妈妈就把她为什么要这样做的那个她那个信仰告诉我们。
Then our mother started explaining to us why she insisted on this faith.
那我的外婆她就告诉我有关为什么她会信主这个经过。
Yeah, my grandmother
从小就告诉我了。
Yeah, ever since I was little, my grandmother will also tell me as to how and why she came to believe in Jesus.
就让我会觉得说，哎呦，在这个神真的是很好啊，那为什么别人不要呢
？So I started to think to myself, this God is so good. Why is it that others do not want him or accept him?
所以从小的心灵里面就觉得说，这个信仰如果家庭夫妻不同的信仰是一个非常大的冲突。
So ever since I was little, I realized that if the husband and wife have different faith, then they will have a big conflict.
所以当我长大以后，知道说我们有些青年说要去嫁娶没有信的人呢。
So when I grew up, when I find out that some youth want to marry unbelievers,
我真的心里为他捏了一把冷汗，你知道吗
？I truly am nervous for them.
因为那是跳火坑。
Because they're jumping into a fire.
所以从我们小时候，从小的心灵里面就知道说。夫妻一定相同的信仰。
So ever since I was little, I realized and know that both husband and wife must have the same faith.
不管是什么了。
Doesn't matter what faith it is.
你现在如果不信的哈， 所以你最好就是要嫁那个同样信念，因为那时候小小信念总是觉得说一定是，不然是一定会很多冲突。
So man, no matter what it is, I always feel that you must have the same faith.
但是我们当信主就是当然就是主内的喽。
And of course, for those of us who believe, you marry someone who is in Christ.
所以从小那时候小的从小的信念里面就知道说嫁婚姻一定要是在主内才可以。
So even when I was so small, I already know that you must marry within the same faith.
不然以后就没完没了了。
Or else there will never be an end to your marriage.
就是家庭就真的是起争战。
And you will have a revolution going on in your family.
有些事情真的没办法想象。
There are some things that are beyond our imagination.
那就在这样的成长过程当中，我一年一年小学，一年一年升上去，就变初中了，就变成高中了。
It is under this kind of life that we grew up slowly from elementary to junior high to high school.
那三个小孩都一起到跟妈妈去，一直到大概我哥哥中学的时候。
And all of the three children we continued to follow our mother to church until my older brother was in junior high.
其实说到教会去，只是一年去一次而已了。
We can say we actually go to church once a year.
就是过年农历新年的时候特别聚会。
And that is during the special service on Chinese New Year.
那大家都放假嘛，所以那时候 都会去教会，一年去至少去一次。
And everybody will have holidays, so at least we will go once a year on that very day.
那我因为比较小，我去的比较多。
And since I'm smaller or younger, so I have more chances to go.
我会去外婆家住，然后外婆就带我去聚会了。
I would go to my grandma's house to stay over. She would bring me to church then.
可是当时我小小的心灵到教会里面参加那个教会的阿姨啊，就有一个印象而已。
When I was so little, I only had one impression when I attended RE.
每一次去聚会的时候都是在画画。
Every time I go there, I'm always drawing.
我不喜欢画画。
I don't like to draw.
所以我到RE去教室真的是不知道做什么。
So whenever I go to church, go to RE, I don't know what I need to do.
然后那时候小小心灵就知道要教会去祷告都很久。
Even being so little, I know that every time I go to church, I have to pray for so long.
因为早期的教会真的祷告至少都半个小时四十分钟的。
Yeah, so the earlier churches, they truly pray for at least 30 minutes.
小孩子刚才前面真的跪不下来了，跪好久，我怎么还没有结束啊
？So the little child kneeling in the front, it was very unbearable.
但是到教会里面偶尔去一下，因为偶尔去一下，所以教会也没有什么朋友了。
But I only go there so often, so I didn't have many friends there.
啊，真的，当时候教会很多很多信徒，真的不知道说像这样的家庭要特别的去关心他。
That time, not many of the families in the church know how to take care of after families like this.
所以后来当有人问我说你是从哪个教会来的
？So later on, someone actually asked me which church.
那里有没有你什么认识的朋友啊？什么
？Do you have any friends that you know from there？
真的没有。
And true enough,
因为没有人会主动来告诉跟你做朋友的。
Because no one would take the initiative to come make friends with you.
所以新年聚会的时候，我有一个很深的印象了。所有的小朋友他们都在因为是联盟特别聚会中国教会联盟特别聚会在那个时候去开所以他们就会有颁奖有一些节目嘛。
So I have a very deep impression that during one of the year-end service, the RE year-end service, all the little kids will have presentations and rewards.
但是因为我们平常我们都没有参加教会聚会的嘛。
But usually for our family, we did not attend it regularly.
那这个时候我们都是坐在旁边看的。
So during that time, we will always sit on the side.
然后所有的朋友，所有小朋友都有颁奖，都有领奖品。
And all the little kids would go up presentation and have their awards.
那很大家都认识都很好，所以但是只有那时候我坐在旁边。都没有了哈。
And they all know each other really well. They're all friends. Only I was sitting on the side by myself.
哎，没有人会主动关心说，某某人怎么样
？No one they would take the initiative to ask me how I am.
就让小朋友自己坐在那边。
And they would just let the little child sit there by themselves.
小时候，如果年纪还小，可能还可以，就是反正等一下就过去了嘛。
And if you are still small, then it is okay.
可是到了大一点的时候，我哥哥那个时候，他就觉得。他不想去教会了。
After you're older, perhaps like my brother's age, he started feeling the reluctance to go to church.
因为他没有朋友，没有人会想要去跟他做朋友。
For he had no friends, and no one wanted to become his friends.
就让我一个很大的一个感触。
So he had a deep impression on me.
现在教会，我们如果看到那些陌生的脸孔，比较少来教会的。
Today, if we see a stranger or someone who hasn't been to church for a while,
我们一定要主动去跟他们打招呼，照顾他们。
We must take the initiative to say hello to them or to take care of them.
有时候你一句话或者一个关心的动作，都会让人觉得很温暖。
We never know how a word or a gesture may bring warmth to that person.
但是反过来，如果没有的话
，in the return, if we do not do that,
这样的人可能以后就不来教会，真的有可能的。
And perhaps it is true that that person will never come to church again.
那不是说这个人他对神没有不爱神怎么样
？We're not saying that that person doesn't love God.
有时候他有一些困难，真的 没有人会想要去关心他。
There are truly times that they're going through certain difficulties, and no one wants to care after them.
所以我们今天一定要打破这种，我们说哦，到教会来认识人、谈话这种观念，要去多去关心那些比较少看到来的、比较软弱的，要去真的去付出我们的关心。
So today we must break the concept that we merely come to church to fellowship and socialize, rather to care for those who are not being cared after.
那时候就在这样子环境里面长大，所以对教会其实。真的是也不是不了解怎么一回事。
And this was the kind of circumstance I grew up under, so I was not very familiar with.
但只是知道说这个教会是真的。
But I only knew that this church was true.
有圣灵。
There's the Holy Spirit.
这个真理是真的。
And this truth is true.
圣经在聚会的时候都在看圣经。
And when we're during the sermon, we flip to the Bible.
那这个信仰是我妈妈愿意用生命去换的。
This faith is exchanged with my mother's life.
因为她当她受洗的时候，遇到一个很大的逼迫。
Because when she was about to be baptized, she faced a great persecution.
可是她觉得说，如果受洗了，死了也没关系了。
But she thought to herself, even if I die after baptism, then it is okay.
反正早晚会死一次的。
Because sooner or later I will die once.
所以早死晚死，这都是死嘛。
So whether I die now or later, it is fine.
但至少受洗能够进神的国，哇，这个就值得。
But as long as I can be baptized and enter into God's kingdom, that's worth it.
所以当时候我对这个妈妈的信仰，我觉得说，哇，这个我妈妈愿意用生命去换的这个信仰，我一定要去搞清楚。
So to me, I had a deep impact thinking that my mother was able to exchange her life for this faith, and I must understand.
所以那时候从我在读高中以前，我的对信仰的概念只有基本上有两个最主要的而已。
Therefore, before I entered into high school, I had two basic foundations.
这个教会，这个教会是神的教会，真的教会。
That this church is the true church of God.
那这个信仰，夫妻家庭一定要同样信仰。
And second is that for marriage, you must marry the same faith.
那时候我对自己在成长过程当中，我们都会想说，到底要做什么？你要以后你将来的志愿是什么
？And as I was growing up, I was thought to myself, what would I do when I grow up?
那时候。在初中那个时候，想说以后要当老师。
During my junior high year, I thought I would become a teacher.
因为你绝对不会想到说我又要当农夫。
And because you never tell yourself that I want to grow up to be a farmer.
因为农夫很苦啊。
Because farmers live a very hard life.
工作很努力，但是你可能得到一点点报酬而已，而且真的是很辛苦。
Even though they work long hours, work very hard, but they have little.
我们如果种过田的人都知道那个辛苦了。
For everyone who have farmed before, you know how hard it is.
所以当时候什么事情都要自己来，
你
一定要努力读书了。
So during that time, you had to do everything yourself. You had to study hard.
所以当时候想说，哎，以后你要做，到底要做什么样的工作
？So I thought to myself, what I do when I grow up.
当时候想说，哎，当老师不错。
So I thought maybe a teacher.
当然不是，那时候纯粹不是从信仰考虑的啦。
Yeah, that was not a decision made from a faith or.
我们今天
or my faith.
我们今天有些弟兄姐妹想要说要做什么，想要。当老师以后有假期可以参与教会圣工吗
？Today, some brothers and sisters want to become a teacher because they have the holiday vacation to serve God.
那时候我没有这样的认识。
But back then, I didn't have this kind of.
只是觉得说，哎，这个工作蛮不错，也蛮有意义的。
I simply thought this was not a too bad job.
一直到我神给安排一个机会，我到台南去读高中。
Until God had arranged me for an opportunity to study in Tainan.
这也是有一个机会，我离开家庭。
And that was also a chance for me to leave my house.
那我就到外面去，到台南教会去聚会了。
So I went to service and attend a service at Tainan.
我妈妈跟我说，你现在可以自由的时候，一定要先去找教会。
My mother told me that now that you have the freedom to live by yourself, you must first find a church.
你一定要自己去，你不要等人家来找你啊。
And you must go to the church yourself first before someone come and find you.
所以当时候我到外地去，第一件事情就是去找教会。
So the first time when I went to a different city, what I did was to find that church.
那我第一次到教会去的时候，我给我一个非常好的、很温暖、一个很好的印象。
And the first time I went to that church left me a very warm and deep impression.
因为教会里面有一对老夫妻在看管会堂的。
At that church, there was an elderly couple looking after the chapel. The church.
他们非常非常温暖的接待这些外来的学生。
They warmly receive all the out-of-town students.
然后就因为中学生哈，那早上星期六早上要上课，下午才到教会去。
Because we're in junior high school students, so we attend school in the morning and only go to service in the afternoon.
那这个看管会堂这个林弟兄老夫妇嘛，他们就很热情的帮我们准备晚餐、午餐，然后招呼，至少那是招呼我。
So this elderly couple, Brother Lin, they would prepare lunch for us and to take care and watch over us.
但我觉得说到教会去觉得很好，好像自己的长辈一样。
So I truly felt going to church was really nice.
那到教会去就是参加聚会，守安息日。
When I go to church service, I might attend the service and.
从高中开始到外面去，每一天都参加聚会。
So I started going to study abroad, not abroad, to a different city since I was in high school.
因为当时候台湾的教会每一天晚上教会都有聚会。
During that time, Taiwan, the churches in Taiwan would have service every night.
那所以我那时候抱着要去查考道理，要去认识这个信仰，我每天晚上都去聚会。
So with the heart of understanding the truth, I would join service every single night.
那在那个查考道过程一年查考之后
，After a year of studying the truth,
我发现说这个道理实在太好了。
I realized that the truth was too.
这真的是神的救恩。
And it truly is a salvation of God.
在听到当中，真的被那个道理感动。
I was deeply moved through the sermons.
那也很羡慕说，哎，这个，哇，这个那时候有一个老长老，哇，他真的圣经很熟。
And I also envy and admire this elder who was very familiar with the truth.
那前面讲道理都是讲圣经的话。
Every time he speaks a sermon, he would speak of the words of the Bible.
一节圣经接一节圣经，这样子把整个道理串起来。
And verse after verse, he would relate all the passages together.
就发现说哇，这个道理哈，感动，我很喜欢聚会。
And I truly felt the words of God are indeed moving. I love to attend services.
所以我查考一年之后，我就决定要受洗。我自己说我要受洗了。
So after a year of studying the truth, I told myself I will be baptized.
所以在高中二年级的时候我就受洗。
So in my second year in high school, I was baptized.
那受洗以后就不一样了。
And after baptism, everything was different.
因为没有受洗以前就不是在神的家里的人。
Because prior to baptism, I was not a member of this family.
那受洗就是跟神立约。
Having baptism is to make a covenant with God.
从属属神的，以后以前那个过去就一刀两断了。
From now and onward, you belong to God, and all the past would be the past.
从门外走入门内。
And I have entered from outside into the door.
进入恩典的门。
I have entered into the door of salvation.
当时候传道者他们也特别注意，因为这些年轻人哈要受洗。
So the preacher said, "Watch out for this youth who wants to be baptized."
往后的路还很长。
Because there's still a long way to go.
特别会关心说有没有办法走下去。
They will especially ask you if you're able to go on this journey.
有办法坚持到底吗
？Will you be able to persist until the end?
如果碰到困难怎么办
？What will you do when you face challenges?
如果有阻挡，那你要怎么面对
？What will you do or how you face your oppositions?
当时候跟我一起受洗有另外两个姐妹。
So there were two other sisters who baptized along with me.
我们的情况差不多了，都是父母亲。她另外两个姐妹是父母亲都还没有信的。
We're very in very similar situation, but for the other two sisters, their parents have not believed.
但是大家共同的看法就是
，But we all had this common view.
主耶稣的恩典够用。
That God's grace is sufficient.
这个道理我们接受，我们现在愿意被接受洗礼。
If we do accept this truth, then we're willing to be baptized.
靠着主耶稣基督
，By the grace of God,
用生命胜过他。
That we will overcome with our life.
这个。传道就说：“好了，那给你们受洗。虽然那时候还没有十八岁。”
So the preacher agreed to baptize us, even though we were under 18.
照理说是要父母亲签名的。
In actuality, we need the signatures from our parents.
但是在一九八零年代的时候没有这一套。
But that was not a rule back in the 1980s.
只要你愿意，真的是这个是一个 commitment， 就是你是跟主耶稣立约的。
As long as you're willing and you're willing to make this commitment,
或者是很真的是很严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
我记得我自己走进大海的时候
，I remember when I walked into the sea by myself.
真的说，现在去跟主耶稣同死。
And I thought to myself, now I'm going into death with my Lord.
那起来的时候，我就变新人。
And when I get up from the water, I'll be a new being.
那真的，我们起来真的是变新人。后来道理才了解的了。
And true enough, I came to understand when we walk out of the water.
但当时候真的是说，我现在走下去，真的是从此以后。就不再回头了。
But I had the mindset that once I walk into that water, there is no turning back.
从此只能往前走。
Now, from now onward, I can only go forward.
所以从那个时候开始，就开始进入教会里面了。
So from that time onward, I started to enter into church.
那在教会当这个青年呢，每天晚上聚会很重要。
Yeah, for the youth then, it was very important to have service every night.
我发现说，跟我一起当时候在高中的时代一起来服侍神的这些青年，当那个时候如果都有在聚会的。
And I realized that for all the youth who attended services and worked with me,
到目前为止都还很热心在教会里面服侍神。
For everyone who had attended service every night, they up until today, they are still very serving God.
但是有几个哈就已经不太看见他们了。
But there are still a few,
就是从教会里面就慢慢 淡出，就没有看到他们在服侍神。有时候不知道他们现在还不有没有在教会里。
We don't even know whether or not they're still in church.
为什么
？So why is that?
因为没有扎根呢。
Because their roots are not rooted.
有的信仰真的没有扎根下去。
And their faith have not been truly rooted.
那所以，我们青年每天晚有机会参加聚会是很重要。
So it is very important for all the youth to attend.
今天我们的教会晚间的聚会啊。我们的青年参加的其实不是很多。
And actually, today we don't have that many youth attend our weekday night.
这是一个危机啊。
And this is a crisis.
因为我们现在所面临的考验比以前更多。
Because the challenges and temptations we face today are more than ever.
我们要怎么样能够这个信仰走到底
？How are we able to persist this faith until the end?
我们一定要在道理上真的被神的话感动。
And we must truly be moved by the words of God.
我们可以进一步的真的愿意服侍神。
So to take a further step to serve our God.
所以我们以后传道从哪里来？
So where will our preachers come from?
传道要从那个愿意参加聚会的，被神的话感动的人。
Preachers will come from those who are willing to attend service and been moved by the words of God.
然后会羡慕神的工作的人。
And those who long after the words of God.
那神的灵就会感动。
And the spirit of God will move them.
时间到了，神就会呼召。
When the time is right, God will call them.
然后以后我们今天不会缺少传道者。
In the future, we'll never be in lack of preachers.
但是一定要先鼓励他们参加聚会开始。
But first, we must start by encouraging them to attend services.
然后所以那个时候在高中我受洗完以后就。很羡慕说，哇，能够做神的工作，不知道有多好。
During that time after I was baptized, I thought to myself how wonderful it is it would be if I could do God's work.
所以当时候我自己给人生定的第二个目标了。
So at that time, I set the second goal for my own life.
除了当老师以外
，apart from being a teacher,
如果神愿意
，if God wills,
我应该来服侍神。
Then I want to serve God.
但这件事情不是你要就有。
But we know this is not something that you can have just by wishing.
况且那个时候什么都不可能。
Especially during that time, almost everything is impossible.
那所以当时候就这样子聚会、读书，然后参加教会的服侍。
So during that time, I simply studied, joined services, and participated in church works.
一直到读大学。
Until the time I entered into college.
那感谢神也安排了几个弟兄，三四个弟兄一起从高中到大学到工作，都一直在一起，有个属灵很好的同伴。
Also, thank God for arranging 3 to 4 brothers, who graduated from high school to college. They were my good friends.
那时候，因为会羡慕神的工作。所以青年时代就很积极的投入教会的圣工。
At that time, because I did long after the work of God, so I fully participated in the work of God.
就是按自己的年龄做当时候您教会所安排的工作。
So I did work of God, church work according to my appropriate age.
等到年纪大的时候，参与工作越来越多。
And the older I got, the more work I was involved in.
一开始当中央教会的教员。
Originally, I was the RE teacher.
然后之后参加教会的访问活动。
I joined in the visitation work.
然后就。到各家庭去访问，就知道他们很多的故事，很多蒙恩的见证。
By visiting many different families, I learned of their stories and different testimonies.
真的，每一个家庭都是一个故事。
And in fact, every family itself is a story.
都是一个神的恩典，活生生的呈现在你的眼前。
As a living in life, a living testimony, being put forth before your presence.
所以，当我年轻的时候，我就很喜欢去访问。
So when I was little, when I was young, I used to enjoy visitation.
因为访问的时候，真的听到很多神奇妙的恩典。
Because during the visitation, you truly can hear many grace of God.
那一直到我大学毕业之后，然后开始工作。
After I graduated from college and started my work.
那在工作当中呢，因为我后来工作在一个研究单位工作做研究。
And later on, I was at a research facility doing research.
那时候有一个，那时候教会里面一直在强调一个事情，就是要世界宣道。
And at that time, the church was emphasizing on international global evangelism.
1980年代的时候，那时候当时的杨玉安长老一直跟这个青年强调。你们赶快要出去出国去哦，到世界各地去宣道。
So during the 1980s, Elder John Yang was encouraging all the youth to go out and go to other countries to spread the gospel.
当时还有很多其他的工人哦，包括我们的蔡传道在内，都一直鼓励青年要有这个眼光。
There are also many other workers, including Preacher Tsai, encouraging all the youth to have this vision.
也做了很多这个鼓励青年的这个事工。
They have also done many work to encourage and motivate the youth.
所以当时候。有一个想法说，哎，如果神如果愿意有机会的话，应该到国外去看一看。
So I had this thought to myself that if I had the chance and God wills, and I want to go abroad,
能够把这个福音呢传到其他各地去。
I like to preach this gospel to other nations.
不是只有在台湾那个小小的岛里面。
Not only on the small island of Taiwan.
所以当时候有一个这样的一个心愿，说，哎，有机会的话，应该到 到外面去读读书。
So I had this thought that if I have the chance, I want to study abroad.
那当时候为了要读书，其实也是想说，本来想说要当老师嘛。
Also during that time, in order to study, I also wanted to become a teacher.
在那个时代，你如果大学没有考上师范系统，你就不用当老师了。
At that time, if you did not pass the test to make it into a certain college, then forget about going to college.
你想当也不行了。
Even if you want to become a teacher, you have no way in.
那有人是考上了，不想当也不行了。
And some people, if they enter into that college, then you have no choice but to become a teacher.
所以当时候没有大学没有考上师范系统，就不要想去学校当老师。
So if you did not make it into that certain college, then forget about becoming a teacher.
可是那时候也在想说，哎，那这样子我是不是应该进修，然后得到一个学位？
But I still thought to myself, should I still study and to obtain a degree?
那将来有比较多的选择。
And perhaps I'll have more paths in the future.
所以就当时就一边工作的时候一边就准备，如果有机会应该可以出国。
So I was studying and working at the same time, preparing myself for the chance to study abroad.
那神，感谢神真的给我安排一个机会。
Truly thank God for arranging me an opportunity.
1993年的时候，我有一个机会到 North Dakota 去。
And so in 1993, God gave me the chance to go to North Dakota.
North Dakota 在哪里？你们知道吗？
Do you even know where North Dakota is?
在明尼苏达的东的西边，加拿大下面。
It's on the west of Minnesota, under Canada.
从我们这边如果到 North Dakota 去，你要坐飞机坐到 Chicago， 从 Chicago 转飞机到 Fargo, North Dakota。
If you want to go to North Dakota from here, you have to transfer flight at Chicago, then go there. 飞机大概
至少要飞个六个小时吧。
You have to fly for at least 6 hours.
很偏僻的地方。
It's a very remote area.
但是在那个地方，神安排有一个机会，让我可以有一个奖学金在那边可以读书。
But it was there that God arranged for me to have a scholarship, so I may study there.
那个教授他愿意提供给我全额奖学金。
And the professor was willing to offer me full scholarship.
虽然我当时候条件其实也不符合的。
Even though I was not qualified.
但是因为神的感动，也跟神的恩典。
But it was the grace and movement of God.
我那个教授他就说一定要我去。
And that professor insisted on me going.
他要求学校你一定要让这个人来，不管怎么样。
And he requested the school that you had to let this person come no matter what.
所以感谢神，我就这样去了。
So thank God, that's how I ended up there.
从一个每天参加聚会的人到那里什么都没有了，只剩下你一个人。
From the person who used to attend service every night to a place where there was no one there to have service.
从很热的地方到一个很冷的地方去。
So from a very hot place to a very cold place.
每一天冬天的时候，几乎每一个 holiday 通通都是 breezer， 下大雪，刮大风。
And almost every day during the winter time, it would be blizzards and winds.
这是一个很大的落差。
在生活上，
在文化上，在信仰上。
Whether it is in life, in culture, or in faith.
你放眼望去都没有什么东方人， yeah. 就是除了那些学生以外。
Yeah, no matter where you go, if you look around,
外国学生这样子。
If you look around, you will not find any Orientals.
但是话说回来，虽然这么偏僻的地方。
But on the other hand, even in such a remote area,
他那个学校都还有华人的团契，每教会很积极的在传福音。
Even at that school, they have an Asian or a campus a Christian fellowship. They're actively preaching the gospel.
有几个他们很爱主的那个基督徒教授，他们召集的学生到他们家里面去团契。
There are a few God-loving professors who invite the students to have services at their homes.
那这些外国学生、留学生呢，到那边。都被这个教授的爱感动了，很多人真的是变成基督徒。
So the foreign and all the international students, when they go, they're truly moved by the love of the professors and ended up as Christians.
所以不管在多么偏僻的地方啊，都有团契啊，校园团契。
So no matter how remote area you go to, you always find a campus fellowship there.
可是对我们来说，那是不一样的。
But for us, we know it is different.
所以当时我参加几次他们的团契聚会之后，发现这不行。
So after I joined the fellowship a few times, I realized that it's not the same.
因为它道理跟我们不同。
Because the truth is different.
所以我就不去了。我发现这不行。我自己守安息日。
So I held a Sabbath, or I observed the Sabbath myself.
自己去找教会，当时候去芝加哥教会。
I went to seek after church and ended up going to Chicago church.
然后当时候跟一些弟兄联络，把那个教会的录影带寄给我。
Yeah, I contacted a few brothers asking them to send over sermon videos.
到教会去就拿了，尽量拿一些录音带回来。
Whenever I go to church, I would take some cassettes home to listen.
自己聚会听道理。
And I would observe the Sabbath myself.
守安息日。
And and to keep the Sabbath.
但是自己一个人真的是不容易的。
But one person alone is very difficult.
但至少要能够把安息日记住。
But at least you must remember to keep the Sabbath.
那神就慢慢带领。
And God will slowly guide you.
后来我的太太她也到我那个学校去，附近的学校。
And later on, my wife ended up in a nearby school.
我在去以前就在台湾就结婚了。
And before I went to America, we already married in Taiwan.
因为知道出国留学，如果没有先解决婚姻的问题哦，会有很多麻烦。
Because we know if we do not get married first before going to study abroad, then there may be problems.
所以结婚之后，我先去到我那个学校半年之后，我太太就来跟我一起在同一个地方。
So after we got married, half a year after I went to North Dakota, my wife also came to the state.
在那个地方，一个变两个，你就有力量了。
So now from one person to two person, we have more strength.
两个比一个好。
For two are better than one.
哎，夫妻两个可以互相鼓励啊。
And now with the spouses, we can encourage one another.
然后就互相提醒安息日。
We continue to remind each other to observe the Sabbath.
要能够聚会。
To have the service.
就这样子，慢慢的从两个变三个。
That's how we started from two to three.
三个是自己生的啦。
And the third one, of course, that's our child.
我就生了个女儿。
And I have a daughter.
那这个女儿呢，就开始就。三个就可以聚会了。
And now three people we can have a service.
从小就跟他一起聚会。
So we start having service with her ever since she was little.
每天晚上。
Every night.
就讲故事，从他才 baby 而已，我们就开始这样聚会了。
So we have service and tell her Bible stories every single night.
哎，这样读圣经读到他长大以后慢慢会听了。
Yeah, after we read the Bible to her until the time she can understand.
那个聚会内容就变丰富了。
And now the content of our service becomes
一开始是夫妻两个读圣经而已，祷告而已啊，孩子在旁边嘛。
So in the beginning, it's merely the husband and wife reading the Bible with a kid on the side.
到孩子慢慢长大以后啊。
And now after the kid is grown up.
哎，聚会就变得很有趣了。
Now the service is very interesting.
唱诗的时间，这个小朋友就开始唱诗了。
Yeah,
叫他的歌，他就开始一个一个表演。
We teach our children the hymns, and now they can sing and have presentations.
哇，他也很高兴啊，因为他这个时候就是他把他所学的。分享给他的父母亲的时候
yeah, she's very 他很高兴 because that is the time when she can show what she had learned to the parents
然后就读圣经
and we'll read together
讲故事
and tell her stories
然后把他所记得的故事他就开始这样还重复讲一次这样
and she will repeat all the stories that she had heard
从他开始懂事开始 就有家人聚会
so from the time that she can understand we start holding family service
所以这个当时候就这样子诶从两个三个诶就发现说其实聚会真的是不难的。
So starting from one person to two to three, then we realize it is not that difficult to.
每天晚上都可以聚会，都一起祷告。
That indeed we can have a service and pray together every night.
那个在那其实没有教会，觉得感谢主。
Even though there was not a church there, we still thank God.
那后来，这个在这个过程当中，在那边一待待了九年。
After that, after the entire process, we ended up staying there for 9 years.
我感谢神，就是说，在这九年过程当中，很多人就说，哎，怎么读那么久啊？
We still thank God that out of the 9 years, even though often we wonder why we are still there.
我们现在很多人读书总是说，啊，赶快啊，读快一点哦，赶快毕业，赶快去工作。
And today, many of us would want to graduate as early as we can and start working.
很多时候，我们包括做学院都是想要速成的。速成就是很快的，越快越 fast， 像速食店一样啊，赶快读一读啊，毕业了，赶快去做事。
Many of the wishes of our parents is for us to graduate very fast and start working.
但是其实是读书做学院呢、啊，那个这个也是一个过程。
But we know being a student and studying that is also a process.
我在那个这个九年的这个学习过程当中，发现一个事实。
And out of the 9 years of my study, I came to realize this truth.
做学问。包括读书、信仰都没有速成的。
Being a student or studying, there's not an easy or a shortcut.
一定要很扎实的去打基础。
And you must firmly build up your foundation.
你所读的东西一定要搞清楚你在读什么。
You must first understand what you're studying.
然后这样子才会扎实，才会去更加的应用。
Only by that can you have a true foundation and be able to apply what you have learned.
所以后来发现，我九年的学习过程当中啊。接触过很多很多不同的领域的东西。
Later on, I realized out of the 9 years, I have come in contact with many different people and different things.
那也就是在这个学习过程当中，会想自己所学的，自己以后将来大概做什么。
It was also during that 9 years that I have thought up as to what I would do when I grow up.
然后就在想说，这人生以后要走的路到底是怎样走
？So I thought to myself, what exactly and which path should this life lead me?
什么路才真的能够服侍神
？Which path is a path that I can truly serve God?
才会真的说，哎，神让我们每一个人的这个生命啊，都能够 发挥它的功、它的意义、它的功功用。
And to walk on this path of life where we may realize the true meaning and the life of the life that God wants for us.
在这个九年当中，哎，其实也都是体验神的恩典呢、啊。
Out of the 9 years, true enough, we have experienced God's grace.
那这个过程当中，感谢神都不用去愁说啊，要付学费啊，要生活没有问题，都神都安排的。
Also thank God that out of the 9 years, we never needed to worry about our tuition and everything was arranged by God.
那在这个过程当中，就体会到说那个弟兄姐妹的爱啊，真的是很重要。
But throughout that process, we also realize how important it is to have the love of the brothers and sisters.
在那里。在那个地方，最近的教会到芝加哥教会要开车13个小时，大概要650 miles。
在 that place,
最近的啦。
The closest church to travel to Chicago church would take about 13 hours of drive.
你说我都不要休息啊，从一路这样开啊，大概11个小时会到。
If you do not take any rest in between, then it will take you perhaps 11 hours.
那时候高速公路开的比较慢呢、啊。
At that time, the freeway, the speed limit was slower.
限制55 miles 而已嘛。
So the speed limit was about 50 miles.
后来再提高了，变成可以台也比较快、啊。
And now you can drive a little bit faster.
那所以每一次到郊区都要大概13个小时才会到。
So every time we go to visit Chicago church, would take us at least 13 hours.
这么远的过程当中，弟兄姐妹从芝加哥教会开车到这里来访问。
And even with such a long drive, the brothers and sisters from Chicago church were willing to drive down to visit us.
我记得很清楚，好几次哦。这车里面一台教会的 van 啊，七个人啊，里面坐了3个老人家。
And remember very vividly that out of the church van, out of the 7 people, 3 of them were elderly.
有的3个姐妹都70几岁，有的80几岁了。
And 3 elderly sisters, they were in their 70s or even 80s.
就是为了要看我一下、啊。
Only for the sake just to see us.
坐13个小时的车子，开650 miles 到我宿舍去。
They sat in the car for 13 hours, visiting me at my apartment.
然后就是。跟我们一起守安息聚会一下。
All they did was to observe the Sabbath for a
while with me. 星期五的半夜12点开始开车。
They started their drive on during midnight Friday night midnight.
开到达的时候11点开始聚会。
When they arrived at North Dakota, it was 11 in the morning the next day to observe the Sabbath.
然后聚会吃午餐到下午4点聚会结束。
And they will have a morning service, eat lunch until service concludes at 4 p.m.
简单吃个便餐。
And they will have a quick meal.
5点开始开车回去。
They will start heading back at 5 p.m.
开回到芝加哥的时候是3点。
By the time they return to Chicago, it will be 3 a.m.
然后他们就回去睡觉。
And they will go rest.
然后准备啊，礼拜一要上班了。
And to prepare to
至少有一段时间可以休息。
So at least there is a time for them to rest.
他这样的爱心呢、啊、
？And such love.
那真的让小丽当时很感动。
So I was truly and deeply moved.
因为那么年纪那么大的老人家，他们愿意这样子。
Yeah, for the elderly, they were even willing to do so.
这个叫做爱。
And that is called love.
这个爱如果没有主耶稣，从主耶稣来是不可能的。
If this love did not come from the Lord, it would be impossible.
今天如果叫你坐12个小时的车子去看一个人，看完就走了，
today,
再开12个小时回来，我们要吗？
Today, if we ask you to visit someone for 13 hours of drive and visit them for only a few hours and come home in that time frame, will you be willing?
不是每个人都能做得到的。
We know this is something not everyone can do.
那在这样的情况下，我先说，哇，真的是弟兄姊妹的爱啊，真的很感动。
But it was under that kind of circumstance that I realized how precious the love of brothers and sisters is.
那当时候教会弟兄姐妹其实也很关心我们住在那里。
And truly, at that time, the brothers and sisters they were also very concerned with us living there.
那时候有一次教会安排了一个弟兄从东岸去看我。
There was once that a church arranged for a brother from the East Coast to visit me.
那看我们的家庭跟我们一起守安息日。
And they visited our family, wanted to hold Sabbath with us.
那时候。我想说，哇，这个弟兄刚下完班，他都还没有回家，直接从公司跑到机场去搭飞机，搭了大概4个小时才到我们那。到的时候已经半夜了。
So I thought to myself, this brother, he just got off of work and went straight to the airport and flew here, and it's already midnight when he arrived to our place.
那半夜到了之后，就是要跟我们一起守安息日聚会。
And after he came to our place during midnight, he wanted to hold a Sabbath service with us.
我想说，这个他这么辛苦来就是跟我们一起守个安息日聚会啊，太可惜了。 我赶快去邀一些朋友一起来。
So I thought to myself that it is so unfortunate that he has to fly such a long distance only to hold a short period of Sabbath. So I wanted to invite more friends to join us.
那想说应该找一些人一起来分享，哇，这个不然太难得了，这个。
So I thought it was such a rare opportunity that I should find more friends to join in.
感谢神，就邀请了我当时实验室的一些同事。
Yeah, so thank God that I was able to invite some of my coworkers.
三个家庭一起来，愿意来听。
All of the three families, they were able to come and join in.
哇，他们一来，真的就是。感谢神的恩典，神就感动他们。
So once they came, truly thank God for His grace. God had moved them.
他们就继续来参加聚会。
So they continue to attend the services.
那从那个时候开始，哎，就有家庭聚会了。
So from that time onward, we started to have family service.
从自己一家哈，就变成另外三家，这样就变四家。
From our own family, then the later three families. Now we have four families together.
就一起守安息日，一起聚会。
We keep the Sabbath together, have service together.
那在这里，然后看到那个道理哦，改变一个人。
Truly thank God that we have seen how the words of God have transformed a person.
这三个家庭里面，其中有两个家庭后来都会信主了。
Out of the three families, two of the families they all came to believe.
他们的生命也改变。
Your life have also been transformed.
所以在这个过程当中，我发现说，这个神的道理啊，能够改变这个事情很有意义。
Therefore, out of the entire process, we realize that when a person is transformed, the work we do are indeed meaningful.
这是世界上学问所做不到的。
These are things that the knowledge of this world cannot achieve.
只有神的道理、恩典才真的改变一个人。
Only the grace and words of God can truly transform a person.
所以当时候在这段期间当中，我就在想说，我到底要做什么
？So during that time, I thought to myself as what I would do in the future.
我是不是要去做我以前那个梦想呢
？Should I fulfill the dream that I once had?
去学校当老师呢
？That is to become a teacher.
那或者是我应该来服侍神，做那个更有意义的事呢
？Or should I come to serve God to do the more meaningful work?
那时候就在思考了。
I ponder to myself.
求神带领。
Yes, God to guide me.
我相信神自有他的时候，神有他的旨意，这个是不能强求的。
I know God has His own timing and His will, and this is not something I can force.
但是在这个过程当中，我们要尽我们该做的。
But at the same time, we need to put in our own effort.
所以当时候其实。我在这段学习过程当中也有机会哦，从最最年轻的、最没有经验的一个小学生哦，哎，不是小学生啊，最菜的啦，在实验室里面最最值钱的，到最后变成最资深的，就是变成 senior， 就是实验室就变成说是，就是你都会知道，对。
And I transformed from
九年了。
Throughout the 9 years, I turned from the most junior to the most senior.
那就是就接触这个学问本身，然后就想说，到底这个学问真的能够带给我什么
？So out of the 9 years of study, I always thought to myself, what can this knowledge truly bring for me?
应该走什么样的路线才真的有办法服侍神
？What kind of path should I take that I may truly serve God?
那这个时候呢，这个。这个就是等候神的旨意了。
That was the time I waited for the will of God.
这个因为我们时间超过，不好意思，所以我们下一回有机会再说，先谈到这里就好。
And I will end my testimony here.
那我知道大家一定很不满意。
I'm sorry to everyone.
但是其实因为时间已经太超过了。
But I passed time by too much.
所以以后再找机会。
So I'll share with you another time.
再继续分享下半段。
And the second portion.
我们现在一起默祷。
Let's rise and pray in silence.